You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, our beloved youth and esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our topic for tonight is the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Madina Munawwara. We know when one reads the noble Quran, there are 6,236 verses and 114 chapters and surahs. But nowhere will we find that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala commands us as human beings to do an action, and He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is doing a similar action besides salawat, durood sharif upon the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verse number 56. See what Almighty Allah states, Inna Allah. In the Arabic language, when you have Inna, it comes for Ta'keed, which means that definitely, surely, positively, Inna Allah, verily Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, wa malaikatahu, and His honorable angels, yusalluna ala nabi. They're sending salawat, salutations, blessings upon the Master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, hey iman walo, O you who believe, O you who attain faith. 89 different places in the Quran Sharif, this phrase is used. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Allah jalla wala commands us two injunctions. Swallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Read salat and salam upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what we say, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You say as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. So all that is totally permissible. There's no problem with that. Do we even know the name Nami Isme Grami, the honorable name of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name Nami is mentioned four times in the Noble Quran. And chapter 47 is dedicated to the Master Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our children's name is Muhammad, your name is Muhammad, but for the Master alayhi wa sallam, what does it mean, my brothers? Muhammad means Allah Jalla Wala is praising the Master daily and at all times. That is what the meaning of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The other name of the Master Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, Ahmad. Wa mubashiran bi rasuli yaati min ba'd ismihi Ahmad. I, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala the most in the entire creation. When Allah praises, He praises Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the most. Hence, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in the creation, who praises Almighty Allah the most? Ahmad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Mawlana spoke about reading Durood Sharif. Is hadith sahih, authentic hadith. for tonight, for tomorrow, the best present, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best night, on the best day of the week. And that is salawat ala Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith is mentioned in Ibn Majah, أَكْثِرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. Read your Durood Sharif, more and more increase the quantity upon me with your salawat and Durood Sharif upon me. When we were young children, and you are young also, mashallah, you hear the word Durood Sharif, Durood Sharif. Did you ever wonder, ponder, what is the meaning of Durood Sharif? Durood, what does it mean? I see Qaris Abbaf, I don't know your birth name, but you wrote very, very beautiful. Our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, Hafizahullah, make dua for Hazrat also, make dua for Hazrat's family also. She's ill, she's got cancer also, but Hazrat is here, mashallah, still making khidmat of deen. Quickly I give you one story, you like stories. I became a Hafiz with Allah's help in Heidelberg. I went to meet my teacher today, Alhamdulillah, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizullah. He's teaching Hifz now 55 years, 56 years. Who teaches Hifz so long? People who are Ashit Quran, when you have true love for the noble Quran. So we went in 74 to go to Karachi, and Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri's madrasa, it was known as Newtown Madrasa Arabia Islamia. And then we had to learn some Urdu and so forth and so on. So Hazrat Mufti Sahab, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, whose poetry we just heard now by Qari Sahab, beautiful rendition. So Hazrat just became a teacher. So we, Hazrat's first batch, from 1974 till now, Hazrat just came. Today is what, Thursday? Last week Thursday I was there by Hazrat. Wednesday night he arrived late at night. So Thursday night I was there. Every week I go twice, Alhamdulillah. So I asked Hazrat, Hazrat, ye kya? Hazrat, ye kya? Ye kya? And he likes that when we interact with one another. Sometimes he'll ask me English words and I'll ask him Arabic words and Urdu words. I say, Hazrat, ye Durood Sharif ka matlab kya? So Hazrat taught me, he said, Durood means Farsi word, you see, Persian word. So when you have a bumper harvest, you have a bumper crop, you're going to sell it, remember, in minimum time, for maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. So when we read Salawat, Durood Sharif, we're going to obtain the optimum reward in minimum time. What we have to read? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm sure many of you, Haji Sahib is here, the other Bajis are here and so forth. In 1981, in your stanger, so Hazrat Mawlana Tutla Sahib, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. He was very instrumental in that. And our Mawlana Muhammad Gardi Sahib there in White River. To bring Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Shaykh al-Hadith, Nawwar Allah Umar Qadahu here to South Africa. That was the last Ramadan of Hazrat Sheikh, 1981. Alhamdulillah, we were also there for the last 7-8 days, the last week. And we went back. So on the 1st of Shaban, 1982, then Hazrat passed away and is buried there in Baqi. I want to relate to you an incident of Durood Sharif and Hazrat Sheikh. I'm not telling you what he said and she said, I'm telling you what I saw. Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Shaykh al-Hadith, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, if you've been to Makkah, Medina, you will know in December, January is mid winter. And Medina Munawwara sometimes gets very, very cold. So from the madrasa where Hazrat Shaykh used to stay, which was very near Masjid al-Nabawi before the extension, so they would bring Hazrat Shaykh right outside, where the fence is, right there. So, and facing the Qibla, and Haji Ahmud Nakhuda Rahimahullah and all the khuddam and the attendants, they would place the blanket and the shawl and all that on Hazrat Sheikh. Winter night, I saw myself. Me and you, we just say, As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Habibullah, and then the police will come and say, Harrik, Harrik, Haji, you know the noise they make also, you understand? So, and then we run away all day, we get tired and move away. Hazrat Shaykh Nawwarallahu Marqadahu for 2.5-3 hours on a cold winter's night is reading Salat and Salam upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How? As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muzammil. You read the whole surah Muzammil. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا المدثر في ريته سورة المدثر الصلاة والسلام عليك أيها النبي يريد أول سورة تحريم يا أيها النبي and then the crying the begging for the ummah so that's why Allah took so much work from him my brothers you must meet the great great ulama who sat in the company of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith I see many ulama here I don't know if you met Shaykh some of you maybe met some you didn't meet We met Hazrat Shaykh, mashallah, in Karachi, and Allah gave us this honor. One side is Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, rahimahullah. One side is Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mawana. Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawa Zakariya, nawwalallahu marqadahu. And we had to serve them mangoes. So in my mind I'm looking and I'm saying, Ya Allah, people speak about Maraj al-Bahrain in Cape Town. But then when I look at these two sheikhs, they are Maraj al-Bahrain. And they were speaking in Arabic. And Hazrat Allama bin Nuri who tell Hazrat Shaykh Nawarullah Marqadahu, Anta Shaykhun wa ana shabun. That you the big sheikh and I'm your student, I'm your youth, I'm a youngster, Shaykh Sillah. Anta Shaykhun wa ana shabun. And this was light-hearted talk between sheikhain. When Hazrat Shaykh learn ulama, learn students, What is deed? What khidmat ulama made? Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Shaykh al-Hadith, his love for Medina, his love for the Hajj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his love for the Umrah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, till today, this I found to be the best book. Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Shaykh al-Hadith, nawarallahu marqadahu. In three nights, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Rahim Mutala sahab there in Chipata told me, Ya Hazrat ko neend bhi nahi aaya. He was just dictating, writing and so forth. The book is in Arabic, Hajjatul Wida wa Umratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Shaykh al-Hadith explained the hadith of Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anh, because that hadith is the most detailed regarding the Hajjatul Wida. And then the four Umrahs of Nabi alayhi salam in detail. He wrote it in Arabic and then Mawlana Yusuf Ludhianvi rahimahullah translated in Urdu. I have both copies with Allah's help. Then the Muqaddama, the Taqreez and the introduction of Hazrat Allama bin Nuri wrote the one in Urdu. In there he wrote, Is Dor ke sabse bade muhaddis puri dunya mein. The greatest scholar of hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya Nawr al-Umar. See brothers, what khidmat they made and they left such a legacy. So you must remember when Shaykh wrote day in Medina Munawwara, Ojazul Masalik, the commentary of Muttam Malik, you know Wama Adraka Man Malik. Do we know Imam Malik? We'll explain to you. So you must remember the Maliki ulama came to him. I saw myself. The Maliki ulama came to Shaykh and is to kiss his hand and say, Shaykh, if you didn't say, you are Muhammad Zakariya al-Hanafi, and you are Muhammad Zakariya Kandelvi Thumma al-Madani, then we should have taught you one of the greatest Maliki scholars. They made khidmat of deen. Remember this type of things, yeah. So my brothers, when we read Durood Sharif, then ye to imani taqaza hai. Remember this thing. Now let us take you to Medina Munawwara. Those of you who have not been there, then you should listen attentively. Those of us who have been there, then we must learn all these things. Because I'm going to tell you a lot of things, inshallah, tonight's lecture, that are ghair ma'roof, ghair mashur, not the famous things that normally you know about. You see, when we stand, my back is facing Qibla. So you're standing to read salawat, salam upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Shaykh Nawwarallahu Marqadahu wrote the kitab Fazail al-Hajj. Then one of the murid students of Hazrat Shaykh came and he said, I saw the master alayhi salatu salam on the dream. And then you Hazrat Shaykh, you helping Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam to build the Kaaba Musharrafa. Meaning alamatul qabool by the master alayhi salatu salam. So a lot of bisharas like that. Whenever I travel in the world, I'll find Hazrat Shaykh's kitabs in different languages. Go see in South America. So if you go to South American countries, deen is like new there. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million Arabs, you will find different figures. They left Islam completely, totally. They even forgot the Arabic alphabet. They don't even know how to write their name in Arabic. Like new Muslims, you have to start all over again at Alif, Ba, Ta, Sa, like that. Never mind. Now let us come to our topic. You want to read Salat and Salam. So do you know what is there inside? When you start, you have a green fence. That green fence was placed when Masjid Nabawi burnt a portion of it. Then the ruler leader at that time was Sultan Qatilai. Islamic date, it was 888. We're now in 1444. So Sultan Qatilai put that steel fence there. I'm taking you in, zooming you inside, so you know what we are going to experience one day, inshallah. So to see if you're going inside, I'll show you how far you can go inside. So this Sultan Qatibai fence, right? When you go further inside, then you will see there is a gate there, there's a door there. That's the door they open. And the prime ministers, presidents, and all of them enter that side. So when you enter, remember there is a mihrab there, and that mihrab is of Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Fatima, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhu. That was the house of Sayyidina Fatima, Sayyidina Ali, and Hassanain, radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhu. They used to play there, obviously. How much the Nana, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loved them. Taking both of them in his hands, kissing them, embracing them. Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma fa'ahibbahima fa'ahibbahuma wa'ahibba may yuhibbuhuma. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Ya Allah, I love the Sibtain, I love the Sibtain. This Nawasa, these grandsons of mine, you love them, Ya Allah, and love the one who loves them as well. All this should happen there. Remember that. Then you go further inside, so when you go to the Damascus, Dimashq, and you go to Syria, you will find one person, and you read about Palestine, you will find these three names shining. One is Salahuddin Ayyubi Rahimahullah, Saladin the Just. Then you will find Imaduddin Zanki Rahimahullah, he is the father. And then you will find his son Nuruddin Zanki. One day, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes in the dream of Nuruddin Zanki rahimahullah. I went, mashallah, to all their graves also with Allah's help. So remember that when you go, then Nuruddin Zanki saw this dream. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed him two people. You need to sort these two people out. He said, this is something very, very serious. Quick mashura, and they left from Damascus. They came to Madinah Munawwara. And lo and behold, after 3 days, 4 days, whatever it was, and they were there. He invited all the men of Medina, but he didn't see those two people. They said, that all are here. He said, yes. He said, no. He said, no, these two buzruks, they said they don't accept anybody's dawah. He said, call them. Sometimes people are called buzruks, but they're not buzruks, they're bushkruks, you understand? So these chaps are bushkruks. Then these are the two culprits. Where you stay, what you do, take me there. So when they went to their house, they saw they digging a tunnel. And Allah forbid, they were agents of the enemy. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. Allah Jalla wa'ala protects you at all time, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they wanted to exhume the jasad athar of the master alayhi salatu salam. And Sunududdin Zanki then executed them, and then he built a wall right around with lead. And I don't know if you met the Sheikh or not. Sheikh Atiyah Salim, great muhaddith, great scholar. If you know the tafsir, Adwadu Adwaul Bayan, by Allama Shanqiti Rahimahullah. So he, Sheikh Atiyah Salim, is the student of Allama Shanqiti. I used to sit in his dars many times, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. He says, Allama Atiyah Salim says, pay attention, ulama, is something to learn. He says that when I came to Madinah Munawwara, the place where the rasas and where that lead and where that bricks and everything were being used, I even saw the mustauda and I even saw the storeroom and everything when I came to Madinah Munawwara. So imagine all this. They witnessed it, they saw it. From Nuruddin Zanki's time when they came. Now with the expansion, everything was demolished and so forth. So he built this wall of steel and lead. Then you go further inside, then what you will find? You will find Humasi. Today, this Ummah only knows one pentagon. The pentagon there in America. That's where they make all their decisions and shaitaniyat and all this. Remember, when Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah was the Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen in the year 99 to 101 of Hijrah. So he said, I need to do something to protect the Master alayhi salatu salam. Nuruddin Zanki is the other one. I'm going further inside. So remember that he built a Khumasi, a pentagon. So he said, I don't want to make a cube. If I make a cube, then it will resemble the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. So remember that when they did all these things there, then he built a wall, right round, five sides, pentagon. This was the contribution made by him, by who? Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Amirul Mu'mineen, rahimahullah. This buried in Hims. Khalid bin Walid, radiallahu anhu, is buried there. Not far from him, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, is buried there. In Syria. Go further, then is the house of Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa, radiallahu anha. Then go further, then is the Master, alayhi salatu salam, Jasadi Atta. So how many we have? So even the king, even the rulers, they can't come beyond the wall that is built by Nuruddin Zanki rahimahullah. Understand? All these stories, you know, our people are gullible, anything they just believe. So remember they say that this khadim and this sheikh and that went there to the Mubarak, Qabr Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam and brought sin, all fairy tales. The king can't go for the way you know. Which underground you see this Mawlana Ismail Karim, he's my nephew, my sister's son. So one day we took them all. You know, these people used to invite me for conferences. I never studied there. I used to sit with the sheikhs. Two famous sheikhs I used to sit with, Sheikh Umar Falata. You South African ulama students and so forth, you must know some of these Arab sheikhs were big giants. Sheikh Umar Falata, rahimahullah, is from Nigeria. He taught hadith. I told him, Imam Malik, I'll tell you. Imam Malik had the sharaf and honor. He would teach right next to the Master, alayhi salatu salam, his ahadith, Mutta Malik, and whatever else he used to teach. Only he used to get that distinction. And in our time, Sheikh Umar Falata had this distinction. In Riyadhul Jannah, remember, right next to the Jali Mubarak, next to the green fence. You know how busy it is, but they had to leave him there. 49 years he taught hadith in Masjid Nabawi, the African Ustad. When we used to sit in his dars, then we used to kiss his hand and kiss him on the forehead. So one day I was alone, then he told me, Mata takharajta min al jamia. Where do you qualified in the jamia, in the university Islam? So I said, Ma takharajta min al jamia, Sheikh, takharajta min al masjid. So I qualified by you in the masjid, not in the jamia. So he looked at me, they said, you come with me. Then he gave me some kitabs and all. See, brothers, this. So I'm telling you, Ismail, my nephew, and so on. You see, one day we went. So this is now, one day we were before that conference and all. You know all the air conditioners in Masjid Nabawi. You know how many air conditioners there are. If they put that machines right next to the masjid, you know the amount of noise it will make. You see in South Africa, you got DC, direct current, you got AC, alternate current, and you got ANC and no current. So when everything goes off, you like boom. This morning I just walked in after the radio interview. So I just walked in, we entered, and that big boom. So I knew it's 6 o'clock properly, you understood? Load shedding has started, you see. So this type of thing. So it makes a big noise. My imagine Masjid Nabawi. So when we went for the conference first time, so then what Allah said. So they told us they're going to take us. That's why I told you, I'll tell you some things that are not well known to people. So they said, all of you guests, you must come in here, we're taking you all in a bus. The road is so narrow and you're going underground. And now they take us 10 kilos out of Medina Munawwara and they say all the air conditions are controlled from here. Then when we went with Mona Ismail, I took them and we went and all that. So anyway, so the Sheikh, he could see that now these people don't speak Arabic and I had to speak. So he said, you come here. He said that you see, if they have A and C there, no current, then we can run everything from here. We got extra supply and reserve supply from here. So he called me, he said, press the button. So I pressed. He said, this is the reserve button. So all this only if you get a chance, you must go there. And that is the Anustoda, where they have their reserve, electricity, everything there. If something happens in Masjid Nabawi, then everything will run from there. But it never happened in all these years thus far. So I told, this is all barakah of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see the wonderful umbrellas they got inside the masjid, outside the masjid, where they controlled it from. If you go to Baqi, because when you go as a guest, you know, then they take you all this place. If you go as a guest, they treat you very differently. So when you go there, then inside Masjid Nabawi, when you're coming from Baqi towards the masjid, then you will see there is like a basement. So when you go in that basement there, then there are two things you will see. They got all the gadgets there and all those things to control all these umbrellas. And they have all the gadgets there for the various imams. Sheikh Huzaifi is the oldest imam now, over 40 years. 1980, we went for Hajj with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So there's a time, 79, 80, he became imam. He was very young, obviously. I remember I had to get a flight, but I loved his reading so much. So I told my wife, I was married when I went there. So I told my wife, we'll catch the plane, don't worry, but I must listen to his Maghrib Salat again. You see? And Alhamdulillah, we managed to catch the plane also. So he, now see how Allah honored him. He is the Imam over 40 years, standing on the Musalla of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and his son, Imam Ahmad, is also the Imam of Masjid Nabawi. Doesn't happen every day, you know. Where father and son both are the imam. So remember, this is Zalika Fadlullah, Yutihi Mayyasha. They say he wakes up 2-3 o'clock in the morning and he reads Quran and he makes dua for one hour and two hours and all. Wallahu alam, we don't know what happens in the house, but I heard this from many people there in Madinah Munawwara. So you must know that some of these people are very different people. So that is basically what is inside. Now let's fast forward. Our history. First was the Master alayhi salatu salam. Masjid Nabawi was extended first time during Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time after the Battle of Khaybar. Khaybar took place in Muharram in the 70 of the Hijrah. During the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, nothing really happened as far as the Tawsiyah and expansion. And then Sayyidina Umar's time, Sayyidina Usman's time. The mihrab that you see there now, right in front, Qibla in Madinah Munawwara is Junub, the southern direction. So ma bain al-mashriqi wal-maghribi Qibla, hadith in Tirmidhi, is from Medina. That. So anyway, remember this. So Sayyidina Usman said, me, I'm not making no collection, nothing, and I'm building an extension. Some sahaba objected, that you are abusing so much money and it's so expensive. He would tell the Sahaba, Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani, you know, Zunnurain radiallahu anhu warda. He said, I heard Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, man bana lillahi masjida, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. So therefore, that 5-6 rows right in front, all that were done by him, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. That mihrab in front is called mihrab-e Usmani. Like E-Day and all that, when it's very big crowds, they use it. Otherwise, now they use mihrab Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is where the Master alayhi salatu salam. So then you have then the Umayyad dynasty after the Khulafa'i Rashidin, 1992 years. Then you have the Abbasid dynasty, 525 years. Then you have after this 635, 640 years, the Khilafat-e Usmaniyah, the Ottoman Empire. Do you know what the Ottoman Empire did, brothers? Those of you going for Hajj, those of you going to Makkah, Medina, Umrah, Ziyarat, you should know.
Today,
I saw myself. Then we just look down and we cry, what we can do? You talk, they lock you up nowadays, you know how it is. So you must remember, go study the Khilafat Usmaniyah. Ba adab, ba nasib. Be adab, be nasib. What respect they had. No person could put a brick. No person could use cement. No person could build in the Haram Sharif, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, unless you were a hafiz of Quran Sharif, unless you were in the state of wudu. That's how Allah Ta'ala let the structure last for centuries and centuries and centuries. You study how the Haramain was built, Masjidun Nabawi was built. They did not want to cause Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the least taklif. They would bring children from Turkey and here and there, and they would bring them up there in Madinah Munawwara. And then from day one they used to learn Arabic and everything, and then they used to make them hafiz. Then they used to teach them, you become a plumber, you become an electrician, you become a builder, you become this carpenter and what. But where they used to keep them? They used to keep them right 8-10 kilometers away from the Haram Sharif. All the TikTok now, you know, TikTok today got different meaning now, you know, TikTok and this type of thing. Today, hinders, all that, no noise, nothing must happen. In Khilaf-e Zamana, today they put movies and the cinemas right next to Nabi Ali. Inna lillahi wa inna rajun. Sheikh Saleh Ali Talib, who came to Darul Newcastle, Jalsa 2010. Every Friday I translated Allah's app over 20 years. Tomorrow is Sheikh Yasir al-Dawsari, his khutbah tomorrow. So inshallah, we will translate from here inshallah. So anyway, Sheikh Saleh Ali Talib in his khutbah, he said, you must not go to the cinemas and so forth. They put him away for 10 years. That is inqilab-e-zamana. Why mentioning these kind of things? Brothers, make special dua. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. You should know these things. Sir, you see if anybody can find the Quran of the Haram. They know the one of Mujamma Malik Fahad. The one printed there. This is. This is right. So, yeah. Right, mashallah. Excellent. Maybe it's in front. No, man, not this one. Man. This is a Urdu style. The proper Arabic one. So, see if you get the proper Arabic one. So, anyway, anybody knows that one? So, anyway, any one of you go for Umrah, for Hajj, and you're going to Madinah Munawwara, mashallah, then you will find. Yeah, this one is the right one. See here, come Ismail, I show you. Ismail can show you afterwards. See here, what's written here? وَقَدْ كَتَبَهُ الْخَطَّاتِ Usman Taha. You can see? You can show the ulama. See, this person here, he hails from Halab, from Aleppo. He's in Madinah Munawwara plus minus now 48, 47 years. So I went to his house. You must meet him. But he's very sick now. I don't even allow people. So we went there. I told him, Sheikh, me, I can't sit down on your sofa. So he asked me, for what you can't sit on my sofa? I told him, Sheikh, I want to ask you a question. How many times you wrote, not typed in computer, how many times you wrote the Quran Sharif? He says 7 times. Min al-bidayah ila al-nihayah, from Surah Fatiha to Surah An-Nas. I asked him, Sheikh, how long does it take you to write one Quran Sharif? He says 3 years. I said, Sheikh, it's 21 years you spend in just writing the Quran Sharif. So how can I sit here unless I kiss your hand first? So he asked me, you know Sheikh Mutawalli Sha'arawi? I said, I know he's a big sheikh in Egypt, he passed away, but I didn't meet him. He said, he did the same thing you're doing now. I said, well, I didn't know Sheikh. So anyway, he took out his hand, we started speaking on all these things here. Then he told me, come near here. And that, he said, see my muscles. Like that. Imagine it is well in his 80s, his hand doesn't shake. Me and you, now there's no more checkbook and that. You try and write 100 checks, you'll put 1-2 extra zeros also. What do you think? And in Quran Sharif, we're not allowed to make any mistake. Imagine. Try that. Then we spoke. My friend took me there, brother who's there. Then I told him, Sheikh, now you must write my name. So he said, okay, write. So I just write now. How long it take Abdul Qadir Hussain? So he went in his room and then he wrote. He come back after 15 minutes to write Abdul Qadir Hussain. I'm also wondering, how long this man is taking? I can't go ask him now, come quickly and all this thing. So he come. Then he tell me, I will give you one thing and one thing I'm not giving you. I said, Sheikh, just give me my name, Sheikh. Because now you make that joke, so I also make joke with him, you see. So he said, okay, here's your name, but I'm not giving you the pen. I said, wondering, now what pen? He said, no, your name I wrote with the same pen I use for writing the Quran Sharif. But I'm not going to give you that pen. I said, Sheikh, keep the pen and give me my name. So later, we became a little bit like, you know, okay. Then after 1-2 years, mashallah, I told my wife, come, I must take you. You have to see this old man and this big sheikh. He's over 85, 90 years old almost now. So we went. Now, first thing, sheikh is more interested, can my wife speak Arabic and all? I say, sheikh, don't you know of women? He say, what? I say, women, they speak all the languages. Did you ever see 2-3 women and they're all silent? Did you ever see, sheikh? But he's not convinced. So we're talking. He tell me, wait, Dakika. I'm coming just now. Then he went there. His wife, he said, my wife in Turkey. She's from Turkey and she only knows Turkey and Arabic. You know, Turkish and Arabic. He went and he came back. He heard them talking. So he told me they're talking that they're old pals and all this. Say, but Sheikh, I told you just now. Don't you understand, Sheikh? So I told him, now, Sheikh, you have to do something now. Because you went there now. You must do something. So he said, what? He said, now you must write my wife's name. Say, la, na ta'aban, ana mariz, and that long story he gave. So I said, okay, leave it. Then he asked me, what's the name? So I told him the name. He said, my daughter's name is same name. I said, now you got 2 daughters, now you have to write, Sheikh. I said, now I have to write. He said, I'm not only going to write, I'm going to give her more gifts than I gave you also. I said, subhanallah, ahlan wa sahlan bik, ya Sheikh. You see, brothers, when you go, you must look for these type of people. They took his Quran, which he wrote, handwritten, and I'll give you one kissa, he told me, ajib kissa, you know. So, kissa means story. So, then he wrote it, then I told him, Sheikh, now you already, Akthar bin Thamanin, you're already in your 80s, Sheikh. You know, die, we all have to die, kullu nafsin zaikun. Why you don't teach your ahfad and your grandchildren? He said, come here. He said, you see the Quran Sharif they brought now. He said, you see my grandchildren, they only designed the cover. They told me, my grandchildren told me, I'll just use our terms, you know. So if I tell you Arabic terms, you won't understand. They said, Dada, you're wasting your time with all this. They told their grandfather, you're wasting time. Now it's computer, just put everything on computer and finish. What you must write and do this. Long story and all that. He said, then I decided, I gave it to Mujamma Malik Fahad. All of you going for Umrah, for Hajj, you must go to Mujamma Malik Fahad. It's the biggest Quranic press. You will see how every Quran is printed. Now they give out millions and millions. But it started with Sheikh Usman. His name, Usman Hussein Taha. They leave out the Hussein there. So like Abdul Qadir Hussein. So Fatima Usman Hussein. So when he saw that, he said, right, now I must write. So anyway, the point I'm making is this. So he's still alive. And you must go meet him if you can, if they allow you. Because he's very ill now. So see how Allah took khidmat from him. One man wrote Quran Sharif. And now he's gone to millions and millions and millions. So when he told me the story about his grandchildren, they told him, Dada, you're wasting time. So I told him, Sheikh, Indana al-Masal. We got one saying in our languages, you know, Urdu, Meman, Gujarati, you know. So I told him, Sheikh, Indana al-Masal, Gadha, kya jane, zafran ki kimat kya hai? I told him, Al-Himaru la yarifu qadra zafran.
He looked at me, he said, sir. He said, karrir, ya Sheikh. He's telling me I must repeat that. You understood? The donkey doesn't know the value of saffron. You understood? I say, your grandchildren, that's what they are. It's maaf, I'm calling them like donkeys, but that's what they're doing to you. You understand? So I said, Sheikh, leave them, and now you must train somebody. They must learn these things. See, a lot of things happen in Medina. My one cousin went first time in his life, they go, you know these people who go first time, lot of stories. You must have experienced it yourself if you went, you know. So, you know, in Masjid Nabawi, when you're walking, so sometimes one Arab brother is reading namaz. So if you walk past, they take out your hand. They take out their hand like this. They saw these Arabs, you know, like that. So he, Sampal Simon, he doesn't know what's going on there. You know, so he just know Qibla is this way, for example. So then Mota took out his hand, he came out and started shaking his hand. Understood? This type of things there. So the first time in his life he went. So he said, must be this Arab shake hand. So let me shake hand, you understood? So that Arab got dead, you understood? I'm telling you, you don't want to think by hand and shake by hand. So the second guy went, another cousin. So you know in Medina, Makkah, they have two azans. Tahajjud azan, and he's fast asleep in a Hilton or wherever. He heard azan, he jumped up. And now he went, he read two rakat, sunnat, whatever. He's waiting. See, when this guy's going to read Fajr Salah? He's going to read after sunrise or what? Then another azan got. Now he's confused and his fuses are blown also. Say, now what's happening? Then the people told him, it's two azans. One is Tahajjud azan and one is Fajr azan. Say, me, I'm not coming back for Fajr azan, for the Tahajjud azan. I'll come Fajr time now. So you must learn all these things. Yeah. Next one, inshallah, when you go Madina Manawara, then you must buy certain things. A, B, I, shopping list. So A, you must buy Ajwa. Habib, in Muslim Sharif, there's one word there, Ajwa al-Aliyah. If you go now, you will still be a little bit. If you go Zulqada, Zulhijjah, it will be over 150, 200 riyals a kilo. So remember, Ajwa also got different categories. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Man tasabbaha bi sabi ajwatin. Then whosoever takes 7 Ajwa dates in the morning, Fajr time, before breakfast, after breakfast. Lam yadurruhu summun wala sihrun. So you must buy it, have it there, bring some home also. It's expensive, but inshallah there's a lot of khair in that. No poison, no harm, no jadu, nothing will afflict you inshallah. We also must have yakin in it, obviously. So this is sahih hadith, authentic hadith. Second one, that A for ajwa, B for barni. Barni, fihi dawawun wala ma'afi. Barni is cheap, 10, 15, 20 riyals. So you must buy these dates. Every date in Medina is Mubarak, remember. But these two, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the names of it also. So therefore, there's extra emphasis. So that is barni. A, ajwa, B, barni. I. A, I is not dates, it's for the eyes. So ismid. Ismid is surma. So what is the surma? Alaykum bil ismid, fa innahu yumbitu shar wa yajlul basar wa yumbitu shar. So the eyes will become very sharp and the hair also will grow. And then authentic hadith, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. So these are your shopping lists. Okay. Thereafter in Medina Munawwara, there's one place. When we used to take groups first, you know. Nowadays we're not going with COVID and then I'm over age and then I'm not going political reasons and then. Nobody told me I can't go, but I know what will happen. So we sit quietly here, you understood? So anyway, you must remember that we take groups. I don't know if I took our Maulvi Ismail. So we tell the people tomorrow we're going to visit the jinnats. Now when the woman here dead, their eyes get big, you know. So, what are you going? I said, yeah, tomorrow you're going to visit the jinnats. So everybody is ready. You see. So the bus is full because we're going to see the jinnats now and this type of thing. It's outside Medina. So we got one bus driver there, you understand, those days. Jamil Bhai. So Jamil Bhai comes and then he's also a pirate taxi, like, you know. So this type of thing. The Arab guys don't like to go there. He take us there. So we go, all that. Then we reach there. Then he stopped, the driver. He stopped the bus there. So then the driver will walk away. So he'll call you and say, Aji, come here. You want to hold the steering? So Haji also is thinking, just now from the steering one, jinnat will come out, you know. Today, not, yeah, today also it happened. In the starting, when I just started with Allah's help, this radio business, you understood. So it was here in Durban, you understood. So the father, about 10, 15 years ago, the father told the son, this is Mufti AK, you know, he speaks in the radio, you know, we listen to him, you know, masoom child. So the child asked the father, Abu, Abi, but how he came out of the radio? Today I read Asar Salat there, we are back there, and Maghrib I read there in Spingo Beach and Isha I'm here. I just walked into the masjid, youngster. Say, you speak on radio Ansar? I said, no, I speak on Barsal. I said, oh, I know your voice. It's more like you, no? I just, his name. I said, no, I speak on both. So they get fascinated, like, you know, just them. So anyway, we carry on now. So I'm telling you about the deep story. So bus is like this. Now it's a decline. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist now. If it's a decline, then the bus must go downwards, obviously, it must roll. He puts it in neutral gear. But now the bus is going in reverse gear. So they ask, what's happening? I said, no, the jinnats are pushing it. They say, you mustn't stay here, you must go back to Medina. See, then they wonder what's happening. Then they take the water. The drivers are all champions, you know. Then they throw the water down. Instead of water going this way, the water is going this way. You see. Then you see, something is happening there. But if you've been to Taif, I don't know how many of you, in Taif also on the road they got this there. You understood? It's a decline and the water is supposed to go downwards, but it goes backwards. The car also goes backwards. If you come to Durban, Johannesburg, old road, Colenso, in that stretch there also they got something. It's nothing to do with jinnats. That's all our drama and all that, you understand? So just to make the people a little bit excited, you know, we're going to visit the jinnats in there. One, two guys say, if we see the jinnats, won't our wuzu break and all this kind of thing. So anyway, you must remember this, that this is some magnetic business at the bottom and all. But now, then they stop us. They said, no, you can't come here. Now I don't know if they're allowing and all. But these are places nice to see, like, you know, and so. Regarding the ulama there and so forth, who you can meet, beside the imams of the haram and all. One, two things, I'll be very honest with you. I don't know who's going for hajj and all, but I just, brother, and you esteemed listeners, this is just my brotherly advice to you. Especially nowadays I'm talking about. Never, ever get involved in any political discussion. They have 101 plain clothes policemen patrolling inside the masjid, outside the masjid, maybe the taxi driver, and they just want to know your feeling and just say, by me, I came for Umrah, Hajj, I don't know all these things, and I don't want to speak. I'm telling you, you can get into serious problem. So don't get involved in all the debates and this and all these things. You know what it is, you went for a purpose, so just go fulfill that purpose and come back, okay? So remember that. Another thing, remember that Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati. My intercession is for those people of my ummah who committed major, major crimes. We all are guilty. Who can say we never committed all these sins? We all committed sins. So speak to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly or ask Allah ta'ala both be say hijais. Allahumma al-suqna shafa'at al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or if you are there by the darbar, by the court of the Master alayhi salam, say, Ishfa'ali ya Rasulallah, wa li zawjati, wa li walidayya, wa li awladi, wa li ikhwati, wa li akhawati. You address to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, say, it's permissible. You should know. Next one, we should make dua. Die, we all have to die. We should make dua. Ya Allah, Madina Munawwara ki maut naseeb farma. But you see, today, I said it last night, but nevertheless, I'll repeat it. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Man istata'a minkum ayyamuta bil Madina fal yamut biha fa inni ashfa'ulam. Whosoever of you can pass away in Madina Munawwara, you should pass away there. And, you know, I, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will intercede for you first on the day of Qiyamah.
What a great virtue. And let me relate to you 3-4 incidents, then you will understand. I'm sure some of you, I won't say all of you, but some of you I'm sure about it. Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, he was in Medina Munawwara for over 40 years. When we went for Hajj, those days, we stayed there in Masjid al-Nur, the Marqas. The roof was not there, it was winter. And the wind was blowing and whoosh. I went with a small blanket also, and anyway, long story. But we slept there a few nights and so forth. Anyway, so from those days we used to meet Hazrat and so forth. Then the authorities, pay attention to what I'm saying. The authorities, they called him. You, all this Dawat Tabligh, you must stop. And this business, they're calling you Amir. Because they call all their friends Amir. Amir so and so. Like in the conference, if you want to speak, you know, sometimes they tell you to speak. Then you can't just speak like that. You have to say Sahib al-Sumu, al-Amir Faisal, or Amir this, or Amir this, like that. You understood? You can't just say Amir also. Before that, you have to say Sahib al-Sumu and all that. You know, Your Excellency and all your stories. So they told him, all this you must finish up. He said, no, Dawat Tabligh I can't. They said, okay, you can't, then you pack up and you go. So they made arrangements, and now he had to go from Medina Munawwara after 40 years. Go where? Pakistan. So one day we're sitting in Masjid Nabawi, listen attentively what I'm saying. So I'm sitting there, Haji Farooq Sahib is there, Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib, Nawarullah of Jalalabad, is big senior Khalifa. And it so happened Hazrat Mawlana came in. So I told Hazrat Haji Sahib, Haji Sahib, ye Hazrat Mawsid Khan Sahib ki akhri salami hai, aur hukumat ne isko nikal diya, abhi phir airport jayenge, phir Pakistan tashreef le jayenge. So now the government said he must go and he's going to Pakistan. Imagine you 40 years in Medina and you have to leave. What a broken heart you will have. You don't know if you'll come back or not. But kudrat ka karishma. He went everything. They had good ta'alluq with the people in Qatar, the one prince and what have you. So after some time, 1 year or whatever it was, so Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib told them that I'm coming to Qatar and you must take out a visa for me that I want to go for Umrah. He said, Ahlan wa sahlan, Sheikh. You must come. We'll arrange it for you. So Hazrat Mawlana goes to Qatar and meets everybody who are responsible. Visa is issued. He comes, he performs Umrah. And then, after Umrah, he comes to Medina Munawwara, and his whole life, his dua was this. Like Sayyidina Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu warda, Allahumma zukni shahadatan fi sabirik, waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, let me pass away here in Medina Munawwara. In that trip, he passes away. You took me out, but Allah brought me back inside. When I told Haji Farooq Sahib, you ulama, ghor se sunna, that when I told Haji Farooq Sahib this, ke hukumat ne nikal diya, so he told me ke Hazrat Thanvi Nawar Allahu Marqadahu ne farma. He said, minne Hazrat tamam Thanvi, Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi ki tamam kitabu ke mutalak. Haji Sahib told me. Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah ne ye likha, ye log najdi hai. Ye log najdi hai, wajdi nahi. So me and my Josh, I said, Hazrat, is par main ek kitab lik sakta hoon. Start kitab, I can write, I never wrote one sentence, you understand? So this type of things. But, so what's the meaning? Abhi Munah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making dua for the Ummah. Allahu barik lana fi shamina. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Ya Allah, give barakah to the people of Sham, Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon. In English you call the Levant. In Arabic we say Sham. Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. Ya Allah, give barakah to the country, to the people of Yemen. We visited all these countries. Then they say, wa fi Najdina. Then give us barakah in Najd. Najd means Makanun Murtafi, the high place, your Riyadh and all those places. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused. He said, "Hunaka azalazil wal fitan. Hunaka al fitan wal zalazil. The fitnas will come from there. See all the fitnas. And zalazil, the earthquake, earth tremor, and lot of all these problems will come. See. Big lesson for us. And Habibuna rahmatulil alameen. Now don't make a mistake. It don't mean everybody now is wrong. They had some great ulama also. But this is how we need to understand it. Our Ustad, I don't know if you've ever met him, Hazrat Mufti Ashiq Ilahi, so he used to teach in Karachi. So he's our Ustad also. So he was known when he made Hijrat to Medina Munawwara as the Hanafi Mufti. He was known as the Hanafi Mufti. Anybody senior ulama wanted, then they would go by him. And he was a master of the Arabic language. So he used to go by. So he passes away, he's buried in Baqi. His son made one, two statements all day, so they deported him. So now the mother was sick, Hazrat Mufti Ashiq Ilahi's wife. So when she felt a little bit better, they took her, you see, you deported, you also must go. They took her to Medina airport. Now this Saudi, they say this lady is too sick, the airport, the plane won't take her. Take her back home. Twice it happened. They brought her from the house, deportation, you must go, khuruj, what they call. Khuruj wala auda. You're going to go and no return for you. Deportation. So when they go airport, they say, you too sick, you can't come in the plane. We just now you pass away in the plane, be a lot of damalfin problem for us. You need to go. They send her back. When Allah wants, so she passes away in Medina Munawwara, Hazrat Mufti Ashiq Ilahi, his wife, and she's buried in Baqi. You understood, brothers? That is Allah. You look at our ulama. Some we met, some we didn't meet. This side you see, our Muqasim Sema, Rahimahullah, our principal of Darul Newcastle, started the first Darul Um. So 73. His teacher, Hazrat Maulana Badr Alam Sahib, is buried there. He passed away in 65. When, you know, in Medina Munawwara, they opened the bodies, they opened the graves and all that. Hazrat Maulana Badr Alam Sahib, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, when they opened, his grave was, his body was Sahih Salim. Still intact. These Arabs couldn't believe. They came to his children and so forth and told him, what your father used to do? He said, but why? He said, it just happened. Then they know they got their register. He said, father, one thing we know he used to do that was really super, you know, special. What? He says, when a person is Hafiz, you Hafiz, he would never stretch his leg like this to the Hafiz. A adaban for the Quran Sharif. You see, this is Sahibul Quran. How can I stretch my feet towards his direction? When you have so much adab for love of Quran and for Sahibul Quran, then Allah Ta'ala shows the karamat even Badal Wafat, even Badal Mut. Hazrat Shaykh Nawarallahu, I told you his incident. Go there. You know where Shaykh is buried. He's not buried right at the back, he's buried right in front, where the Sahaba are buried. And then you go further on, Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri is buried there. So this was their silsila to Zahab. Remember that Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, was asked, O Bukhari, Muhammad ibn Ismail, you Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith. What is silsila to Zahab? He said, Imam Malik, An-Nafi, and Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu. They used to make dua. So Abdullah ibn Umar told Imam Nafi that, go, I give you freedom. A'taqa alfa abdin wa a'tamara alfa marra. 1,000 slaves he emancipated and 1,000 umrahs he performed. He told Nafi, go. He said, I stay here by you, I'm learning hadith. He stayed by him 30 years. Imam Malik rahimahullah says that when I learned from him and he learned from Abdullah ibn Umar, then Imam Bukhari say, after them, this is the golden chain of hadith. So these are Hazrat Shaykh, Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri, Hazrat Mawlana Badr Alam Sahib, all of them. So you must, these were the giants. Their love for Medina Munawwara was such. Our people, I told last night also, and we also like that. When they put me in front, ke dua karo, dua karo, so we make dua. Ya Allah, humare hajj ko kabul farma. All amin. Ya Allah, umrah ko kabul farma dije. Amin. Ya Allah, ziyarat Medina ko kabul farma. Amin. Aise Hazrat Medina, Allah Ta'ala, ya Allah, Medina ki maut naseeb farma. They all become Hanafis. Not one person want to say loud amin. So I asked the man, what happened? He said, boy, yeah, still the riyals and the dollars are tickling us. In I said, Kala, who tell you Kala? Kala say, shopping abhi, being blessed. What are you talking? We must die now. So brothers, when you go Medina Munawwara, then you must show utmost respect. You must show utmost love. Remember this. You can't stand in front of the master alayhi salatu salam and play with your cell phone and take videos. La tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi wa la tajharu lahu bil qawli ka jahri ba'dikum li ba'din an tahbata a'malukum. Allah forbid it can happen because of su'ul adab, because of disrespect to the master alayhi salatu salam, all our actions are gone in vain. Wa antum la tashurun, and you will not even perceive it. So brothers, all of you going for Umrah, going for Hajj, going to Medina Munawwara, read Salat daily. Allah Jalla Wala give us tawfiq that we fulfill the rights of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahumma inni as'aluka, we're going to make dua now. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wa hubba Ahlil Bayt. We have to love the family of Nabi Alaihi Wasallam. وَحُبَّ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم to love the all the Sahaba رضي الله. So we take all the directors, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the Capital Group, the Ansar directors and the directors of Sirius FM, and that is our brother Faisal Asmal and Yusuf Asmal, and my brother Ziyad Dawood Mundli, and our brother Muhammad Salim Asmal and Hafiz Muhammad Basra and everybody else, mashallah, all these youngsters and all the radio stations, inshallah, is going for 9 o'clock now. So by 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, we will send out the podcast. It depends now when these Maulanas will leave me, you know. Everybody got questions also. So inshallah, we got 2-3 minutes left. Let's make dua now, inshallah, for us and the Ummah. Make dua for Palestine also. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين يا رب العالمين. اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم أحدا. اللهم سلط عليه قلبا من كلابك يا رب العالمين. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم اطهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين آمين. We thank all the trustees, all the imams here also, and all of you brothers. بارك الله فيك جزاك الله خير.